Word up, it's Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at the Solidarity for the Protesters of the G20 rally at the police headquarters. Just finished, and we have a guest here. Do you feel like introducing yourself?
I'm Lacey MacAulay from Washington, D.C., and I just had my court case earlier today. I had been charged with assault of a police officer, and that was 200% incorrect. They assaulted me, and they totally withdrew the case. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to pay anything. There were no conditions. They just said it's not in the interest of the prosecution to pursue the case.
This was today? This happened today?
Yeah, just earlier today in the courtroom on Finch Avenue here in Toronto. I mean, I basically came all the way up over the weekend from Washington, D.C., just so I could stand in front of the courtroom for 30 seconds today for them to say, your case is dismissed. And it's ridiculous. I shouldn't have had to go through all that trouble in the first place. They said I assaulted a police officer, and I did not assault anyone. And they think that they can just withdraw the case and sweep me under the carpet. And they think that they can do that to all of us, actually. Just withdraw the cases, sweep us under the carpet, give us diversions, and sweep us under the carpet. But we will not be silenced. We're not going away like that.
For real. And, you know, the shocking thing is how they took you away during the G20. Because I know I've seen the footage. It's a famous clip that you're being thrown into, like, an unmarked van by, like, ununiformed police officers. And the van drives off really quickly. Like, where were they driving you to?
Basically, so I was standing in the peaceful, you know, very peaceful rally outside of the jail on Eastern Avenue. Police officers ran into the crowd. They snatched a young man right in front of me. I ran forward to take photos. And then I turned and they were running for me. And so they snatched me. They threw me on the pavement once. They dragged me. They threw me on the pavement again. An officer placed his knee on my head. Very painful. Never had a knee on your head. You should know that it's extremely painful. They picked me up. They jostled me around and threw me into the van. And it was an unmarked van. And I should say that the four officers who did this never identified themselves as officers. I don't even know to this day if three of the four of them were officers. I've only identified one of them. So they threw me into an unmarked van. Officer Kevin Antoine sat on top of me and punched me in the torso. I was kind of starting to voice, you know, stop doing this. And then one of the other officers choked me, strangled me, and held that for a long time. And then punched me in the head. And I just started, you know, I just started loudly saying, I'm a good person. I don't know why you're doing this to me. Longer story shorter, they drove me into the temporary police station right there on Eastern Avenue. They arrested me and kept me in jail for 2.5 days.
From the morning that you were arrested, they kept you in for two and a half full days?
Yeah, 2.5 full days. Basically, I was sleeping on the cold concrete. We did not have enough water. We didn't have enough food. Many of us were not even given phone calls. I was not given the chance to pick up the phone and just call one of my family members or a friend so that they actually knew where I was. The only reason that they knew that I was is because a journalist, a reporter, had seen me get arrested and called someone who was my friend, who called my family. And that's the only way that they knew.
And so was this G20 the first time you had been to Toronto? Was this your welcome to Toronto, or had you been here before?
This was the first time I'd been to Toronto, yes, I was in Toronto because I very, very adamantly oppose the G20. I don't believe in its policies. It's basically hyper-capitalist policies of, neoliberalism everywhere. It's bad for workers in countries like Canada and my country, the United States, and it's bad for the environment. It's only promoting climate change, and it disrupts traditional communities and traditional economies as well. And so I very, very adamantly oppose those policies, and that's why I was here in Toronto opposing the G20.
All right, and I heard you mention the Alternative Media Center. Do you have any words on the alternative media here in Toronto?
I think that I'm a big fan of the alternative media here in Toronto. I myself was a member of the Alternative Media Center during the G20 summit weekend. Like, for example, all day Saturday I was wearing my press badge and so forth. I'm a big fan, and The video has been great, including yours.
Oh, thanks. And I guess, is there any way that you'd recommend people to check out more of your stuff, or any links you'd like to share?
Sure. If you want to keep in touch with me, basically my blog is just lacymacauley.wordpress.com. And that's just www.lacymacauley.wordpress.com.
Thanks a lot.